AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Off the ball, rugby.
Oh, I would rather go out in the sword than get to that point. But, you know, as I said, when Finley and the sub front row were on the field, they had the right idea of at least hitting down.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball daily.
There is a man on the internet who is delivering timeline cleanses at a frankly frightening rate of knots. He delivers hope of a better world. He delivers joy. He delivers Guinness reviews.
Balance of flavours, spot on. Mutton Easters, it's the best one I've had in the Chicago area. It's an absolute cream!
This is Prime Mutton, or to use his Instagram handle, this is Prime Mutton 2000 ABFR. His star has risen rapidly in recent years. And he has been described in Esquire magazine as Instagram's middle-aged man of the moment. The Guardian, meanwhile, reported that they struggled to find a quiet place to chat to him when they met in Brooklyn this year. His look is iconic. His catchphrases, legendary. He refers to his good pints as creamers.
This is most definitely a creamer.
And his great pints as absolute creamers.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's an absolute creamer.
His fans are called Muttonistas.
Good evening, Muttonistas. Another review for you from Bangkok, Thailand.
And you are listening to the voice of one of the world's biggest Muttonistas right now. I've been a fan of Prime Mutton's art for a number of years. But a big part of Prime Mutton's life that often gets forgotten by his mainstream Instagram followers is that he is also a massive Manchester City fan.
City broke through the Bournemouth lines, and when the ball was placed in front of Erling Haaland, the same result as usual.
And as a sports journalist, I felt it was my duty to go and watch Prime Mutton in one of his natural habitats, the Etihad Stadium. And so I've come to Manchester for a Champions League night. It is Manchester City versus Bayer Leverkusen, and we're going out with Prime Mutton on his typical match night. This is the biggest day of my career. We meet at the station bar in Didsbury for a chat before our odyssey begins.
I have a confession to make.
Yep.
I don't know the difference between a creamer and an absolute creamer.
Over the course of this evening, I will learn what makes an absolute creamer. I will learn what makes this voice of a generation tick, and I will learn if the life of a pint man is for me. Before we can go anywhere, though, Prime Mutton has to clear the inbox of the countless cameo requests that he receives.
Your wife has told me that it's your 35th birthday soon, so a very happy birthday. I believe you have a cat named Poutine who's been driving you mad, so maybe the cat will leave you alone, or maybe if you go out to the pub to celebrate, you'll be away from the cat, so why not do that?
Why do you think it's taken off to the extent that it has for you?
I think for two reasons. First of all, people are more conscious of what you can find on the internet in terms of getting good independent reviews, and then they've decided that I'm a person they can trust. Obviously, a middle-aged guy is more, shall we say, what you'd expect in terms of people who know their stout and porter, rather than some young fashion model who might look great on camera, but you'd have to ask yourself, if you want to know, where should I go in Dublin to go out drinking? Where should I go out in Cork? Where should I go in London? Somebody who looks as if they could be a male or female fashion model, well, I'm not sure people are convinced about that. Because, I mean, I asked myself when I started doing this, how do these people know all this much about Guinness? Where's it going?
This summer, Prime Mutton went to the United States on tour. He hit up Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Atlanta, Orlando, San Francisco, and many more. He packed out pubs across the country with people eagerly awaiting those two magic words.
It's an absolute creamer! Yeah!
He sent pubs in three time zones into absolute raptures.
Do you have any advice to your fellow Mancunians, Noel and Liam Gallagher, as to how one breaks the United States of America?
I think the key was authenticity, because there are a lot of people who like the idea of a night out at an Irish pub or a British-themed pub or an American-style bar, and they don't know where to go. I mean, people were coming out on Tuesday evenings, and some people on Monday and Tuesday afternoons were out at 3 or 4 o'clock to see me, and I was wondering, well, these people are either going to have bad hangovers, or they've taken time off work, or found a way of getting out.
Paul Giamatti is one of your muttonistas. He showed up out of the blue wearing a Prime Mutton t-shirt, from what I understand. That is pretty extraordinary to see Hollywood getting in on the act.
Well, I have to be honest, because I make films and don't watch them, I didn't know who he was.
Right.
I was being interviewed by a couple of journalists from The Guardian, and I was about to go to, I think it was Hartley's in Brooklyn, and they were interviewing me round the corner, and he'd turned up from at Hartley's, and I was running a bit late, and I suspect he'd been clocked whilst he was there. He wandered round the corner, and then when he saw me being interviewed, stuck his arms out and waved at me and pointed, and I said, yeah, come in. And I just thought it was, you know, a random muttonista, and I've made a point of trying to make sure I watch one of his films, because the female journalist wanted a photo when I was having photos with Mr. Giamatti, who wanted photos, and when he left, I said, do you know who that was? I said, no, I don't. And then they told me all about him. I thought, wow, okay, I don't know if he watches Off the Ball or not, but hello, Paul, if you do.
He definitely does.
His interaction with Paul Giamatti was reported in the aforementioned Guardian piece. And at the bottom of the piece, there was a clarification which read, this article was amended on the 7th of July 2025. A previous version said Paul Giamatti had been introduced to Prime Mutton by his son. It was actually Giamatti who introduced his son to Prime Mutton.
Who's the most famous muttonista that you've met? It probably is. Him?
I would have thought it's him.
I was looking through people who follow you on Instagram that I also follow, and the most famous person of that list is Green Chatton, the frontman of Fontaine's DC. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Fontaine's DC.
I'm not. Oh, actually, there was a famous musician, and I'm struggling to remember his name. He's a very big. He's got, you know, like a seven-figure following, and some City supporters were looking at my profile. Oh, he follows you. You don't follow him. I said, oh.
Power move.
Yeah, I wish I could remember, and they'd click follow, which is fine.
The musician he is referring to is Sam Fender. Fender followed Prime Mutton in February 2024. Prime Mutton finally followed him back 10 months later.
So, Marcus, a very happy birthday from me, the Prime Mutton, and a quick slurp in your honour from the Station Pub in Didsbury, South Manchester.
Just on, again, on your reviewing style, one of the other things is that you can hold your drink.
Yeah.
Have you ever even got to the end of a night and thought to yourself, geez, I am wavering now, or dare I say, have you finished off your final review of a night, woke up the next morning and not had full details of your final review of a night?
I went to an oyster festival a week and a bit ago in London and took the last train to stay with friends in Bristol because it's the place that has a late enough train, and the end of the evening was a blur, but the reason it was a blur was because there were 5 or 6 muttonistas all together on the train and cans started being passed about.
Okay.
So yeah, it happens occasionally.
I must say I'm feeling a grave sense of injustice right now, because if I end up getting absolutely twisted tonight, I'll be seen as unprofessional, whereas if you get absolutely twisted tonight, you're going to be seen as a consummate professional.
Yes, that is very true, actually. Yeah. And that is one slight problem I have, that perhaps after the game, if we go somewhere where I just do a quick photographic or video resume of the game, there'll be a lot of people coming up to me. Sometimes they want to thrust a pint into your hand and you can end up getting triple parked, and it's a bit rude, really, if you don't drink what's been bought for
you. Yes, it is.
So, Bray, a very happy birthday from me, the Prime Mutton, and a quick slurp in your honour. I believe, Bray, you love my videos, makes you a massive Metanista. You like Guinness? Well, we're on form here today. And Manchester City? Well, I'm match fit for the game at the Etihad against Leverkusen.
What we're here to do is almost be a fly in the wall to your journey towards the match. What are your traditions and what are we expecting over the next few hours?
Well, when I go out on a match day, I usually start off, as we're doing here, with a pint. As you all know, probably I'm a big stout fan, so if I can get stout, I'll go for that. Otherwise, I do like cask ales, which maybe you don't get so much in Ireland, but are pretty big here. I then have a food segment, to which I film or photograph the food before. Maybe I squeeze in another pint and then go to the stadium. And, of course, when I go to the stadium, I take a lot more photographs and meet a lot of people I know there. A lot of people know me. And I'm reasonably confident City are going to win tonight.
We head towards the city centre.
I like to give out my reviews with gusto. I want people to know I'm having a good time. If the Guinness is bad, I just throw the review away. I don't make the review. Just like Anthony Bourdain, I don't like to mess about with people's businesses negatively.
And just like Anthony Bourdain, Prime Mutton is one of the world's most knowledgeable food geniuses. And so he brings me to Bundabust, where he can show us his world-class command of both Indian street food and of craft beer.
The name, Prime Mutton, where does that come from?
Well, the knowledge in my head is prime, and it's a bit of an oxymoron, the word, because mutton can't be prime, and the mutton is down in my belly. Okay, Muttonistas, what's really good about this place, apart from it being tasty and quick, is that they brew some of their own beers. A lot of kegs, but two casks. This one's Amarillo Citra, 4%, and it's supposed to go well with Indian food. A hazy pale, so a little bit of sweetness, not very much, but very refreshing, and I hope it's like peaches and cream with the food.
As I will later find out, Prime Mutton is one of the most recognisable men in Manchester. His look, his outfit, is very distinct.
A lot of people ask me about my hat, and I usually wear braces.
Where are the braces today?
The braces today, well, a couple of pairs of trousers are in the laundry, and the pair I've got on actually have good elastic, so right. I don't need them.
I was going to dress up as you for Halloween this year, but unfortunately I did not have a pair of braces at home, but turns out I could have got away with it, it seems.
Yeah.
How many hats do you have?
Well, I have about a dozen hats.
The one you're wearing now, talk to us about this. This looks like a good, well-worn hat. It's a good sign of a hat, I think.
Yes, this is my favourite hat, and I'd be, shall we say, more disappointed if somebody ever stole this or I lost it than losing my phone or having that stolen. It's a pig's leather pork pie hat. And I got the inspiration from watching Gene Hackman years ago in The French Connection. So a good thing about Bundabust is that the food comes very, very quickly. All freshly made to order. Okra fries, a classic Indian beer snack. If you see them in a pub, I think they go well with stout, actually. We've got here some sort of lentil fritter. It was some sort of bhaji, but it wasn't the classic onion bhaji. We have here dal and rice. We have bel puri. It's a classic Bombay snack, bit of tamarind yogurt, pomegranate and sev, which is like a crunchy semolina. And these are sprout bhajis, they're not onion bhajis, so something a little bit different. Anyway, come on City.
Football is not Prime Mutton's only sport. The card game bridge is something that he truly excels at, and he plays in competitions all over the world.
And from what I understand, you come from a rich tradition of a bridge playing in your family?
Yes, that's very true. My brother, my sister-in-law, my father, well, they still all play, and play at quite a high level. It is the best card game by a country mile. It doesn't involve gambling. Okay, there is a form which does, but hardly anybody plays it. Most people, they just go down to their bridge club or a tournament, they pay their entry fee, which isn't expensive, and the prize money is nothing, but there's a lot more to it than that. It takes a while to learn, but it's a very, very interesting game. And it provides a good life balance for me, because I try, for example, as I did yesterday, to have as many dry days as possible, because if you go around doing this, sinking 7 or 8 of these every night, you're going to get yourself into trouble with an alcohol addiction. So when I can, I just have dry days. And of course, when you're playing bridge, because of the mental agility required, then I basically don't drink in the same way that a sportsman wouldn't drink.
It's interesting because your two worlds are so different in terms of age profile. You're on the older age of the scale in terms of Guinness reviewing, and on the much younger age of the scale in terms of bridge playing.
My main demographic for my reviewing of stouts and my travel and food and drink, 25 to 34 is the, because I get all the statistics supplied for me, whereas a lot of the people who play bridge are in their 60s, 70s and even 80s now. And people ask me, oh, why don't you make videos about that? Well, the problem is a lot of people of that age barely know how to use a smartphone, let alone, you know, spend time watching news videos.
After polishing off our dinner, there's time for one more pub before the stadium.
We are literally 45 minutes from kickoff. We're rushing. We're going to get in two Swifties before kickoff. Tell us where we are.
We're at the Northern Monk Refectory in the northern quarter of Manchester. I've gone for Eternal Session IPA 4.1. This is the one for me. Yeah, smooth, sessionable. Boy, we're going to have to drink this very quickly.
Do you believe in me that I can get this done as quickly as we need to?
I'm sure if you put your mind to it, yes. Come on, sit in.
I think as well the key part of the review, which goes without saying, is the way in which, as I say, you stare down the barrel of the lens and you guzzle so seamlessly this beautiful liquid in front of us, and as if by magic, half of it is gone. You spit the G so spectacularly easy. I think that's all part of it as well. I think if you were like me and had a severe inability to throw this back in copious amounts with great ease, I don't think your business would have taken off, if I may say so.
Yeah, that is. I mean, a lot of people do like to see a G split, and a lot of the comments on some of my videos is, "Oh, another no look G split." I must admit, I don't look at it. I just know roughly where it is. It's a bit like a striker on the football pitch knowing where the goal is. I don't think it's actually necessary to split the G to enjoy your pint. I mean, you just need to get through the head and into the dark liquid. And there are some people who take it a bit too seriously. It should just be for fun.
When you're watching Erling Haaland, do you nod sagely knowing that you guys both share this amazing instinct for finding either the back of the net or the middle of the G?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't go around thinking, oh, he's clean through, Erling's going to split the G now, but I usually think he's going to score, and if I'm in a good pub, I think I'm going to get a good result as well.
Have you got better at splitting the G?
Yes, although there are some glasses where the G is in a different part. Sometimes I can't do it because I'm used to these classic tulip glasses. I know they're not the old-fashioned ones, but the ones that are prevalent now.
Yes.
And so I know roughly where it is. And of course, I do review a lot of independent stouts, so there's a different letter depending, like B for Beamish.
Yes. I guess a different style Guinness glass is almost like doing it on a wet Wednesday night in Stoke for you.
Yes. So a tricky one was in Singapore earlier this year, and this was very, very cynical. This was, they had plastic cups which were 2/3 of a pint, and the G was 4/5 of the way down the pint. Obviously, anybody who tried to split the G would have a tiny drop left and would have to then go and buy another beer. That is one of the few examples of me calling out pubs on my videos.
Did you split that G?
I think, yes.
What is your technique? Like, can you offer that advice? Or is it, like, I guess it's kind of one of those, you know, you've worked hard in the training ground week in, week out to ensure that you've got an innate ability to do it. But for any up-and-coming G-splitters there who are watching their hero right now, what would you advise them to do?
It does depend a bit on the size of your throat. For my size of throats, it's 4 glugs and a long draw on the 4th glug that works, gets me to the right area, okay. gets me past the defender and into the box.
Yes, okay.
Thank you very much for this.
The staff at the bar ask Mr. Mutton for a photo as we hop into a taxi to the stadium.
So I'm expecting to not see you at the game. You're just going to be dragged left, right and centre by your adoring fans?
You'll see me because your ticket's 2 seats away from mine, and it's actually a standing area.
Okay.
But at half time and beforehand, there'll be a lot of people who want a photo or a selfie or something.
And he truly is a man in demand at the Etihad.
Being, as I say, the foremost stout reviewer on planet Earth, are you wearing that lightly?
Yeah, I love it. I love doing it. And I love meeting people as well, especially when they've got similar interests. And I'm always delighted to see in cities where stout's popular, including Dublin, by the way, a lot of people just coming up for a photo. Unfortunately, some people are a bit nervous about approaching me. And if you're watching this vlog or podcast, well, come up and say hello if you do see me, wherever it is.
I would like to say he's actually a very, very intimidating chap, and I'm not sure if he's telling the truth there.
No, I definitely do that.
A Manchester City fan is a big part of your character as well, which not everybody is familiar with.
Yeah, it is. And my mother first took me to a game against Norwich in 1976 at Main Road. And, okay, I'm not going to pretend like some of the armchair fans that I've been to every single game since then. That wouldn't be true. But City have been, you know, a part of my life for a long time. And I go to as many away games as I can as well. I'll even go to the north of Norway for the last Champions League away this season if I get a ticket. But I have a twin brother who's a Manchester United fan, and he was probably at their disappointing showing against Everton yesterday, but we just agree to differ about football. Brilliant. And things like that.
Can your twin brother split the G just as well as you can?
Yeah, he is a stout fan.
Right.
I don't watch to see exactly how far he gets down the glass, but I do believe Guinness is his favourite beverage.
Right, it is almost kickoff time here at the Etihad Stadium. You've gone for the acai here.
Yeah, well, I'm not a fan of Guinness in plastic cups, and they only serve it once a week, so I'm not sure. Obviously, I don't like the gassy beers, but I think it's the best choice. But thinking about the football, at first I thought 3-1, I've changed my mind. I think it's going to be a sweaty 3-2 for City. I think we're going to struggle a little bit, and we're going to need the big guns like Haaland to come on and dig us out and get a tight victory.
He is absolutely correct in expecting Manchester City to struggle, and Alejandro Grimaldo puts Bayer Leverkusen ahead in the 23rd minute. It's a lead Leverkusen take into half time.
What do you make of that?
Well, I was very disappointed in City there. It's like nobody apart from Erling Haaland can score. The 11 players on the pitch don't look good enough to me.
More importantly, how's the Guinness?
Well, let's give that one a go. Hopefully better than the first half performance. It's okay. I don't like Guinness from plastic cups for a start.
He's harsh on City. He's harsh on the Guinness. He's a man of high standards. And having enjoyed both one treble and millions of absolute creamers in the last number of seasons, who could blame him? The standard doesn't improve much in the second half. Patrick Schick doubles the Leverkusen lead in the 54th minute. City bring Erling Haaland off the bench. But it's not enough to turn the tide. Full time, Manchester City 0, Bayer Leverkusen 2. It's time to head back into the city for the post-match analysis.
Very, very disappointing. I mean, obviously, when I saw the team news, I was a bit worried, but I didn't think they'd be that bad. In the first half, we had the cutting edge of a blancmange. It was that bad.
The good news is that we do have another pub to go to, but I think this is our last insert in terms of our narrative tonight. So yes. How have I done in terms of holding up?
Excellent, excellent. I would say that you're a seasoned campaigner.
We still have a couple of more minutes left to go anyway.
A couple of creamers to go.
We have arrived at the Salmon of Knowledge pub, where the staff absolutely love prime mutton.
Saw him on social media. Me and my friends love him. Yeah. Manchester legend. It's just the love of the stout. I just love stouts. They're on the up, I think, with people my age, and he's supporting it a lot.
I may not have had the opportunity to see Manchester City in their pomp this evening.
Good evening, Muttoneasters. After a rather disappointing evening at the Etihad against Bayer Leverkusen, I've made my way to my usual post-match haunt, the Salmon of Knowledge in the Northern Quarter.
As we do see another true great in his peak form. Finally, at long last, I get to witness a prime mutton, absolute creamer in the flesh.
And Metanistas, yet again, it's an absolute creamer.
Yeah. Have you got any new catchphrases on the way? Anything you're working on?
Ooh, that's a good point. I haven't actually been working on anything. I've got my usual ones like, good evening, Muttonistas, or I've got, that's a creamer, it's an absolute creamer. Or, of course, on my YouTube videos, you can't beat a bit of mutton. But I do remember when I was in China earlier this year, instead of absolute creamer, I was talking about absolute shockers some of the time. Okay, so right. That was a new term.
Well, I've come up with 8 possible suggestions for your next catchphrase. Okay. If you wouldn't mind indulging me, you can just give me a quick thumbs up or thumbs down on these as we go through them. So the first one, oh, that's a velvet avalanche.
Okay, not bad, not bad.
Oh, that's a full-blown platinum pour.
No, it doesn't do it for me, that one.
Oh, that's peak perfection.
Yeah.
Oh, that's maximum malt magic.
No.
Oh, that's a flawless froth finale.
Yeah, that's okay, that one's.
Oh, that's a sovereign stout.
No.
Oh, that's a pint with manners.
It's okay.
Oh, that's a luscious lad.
That one's okay, but some people might get that... take it, sorry, the wrong way round. So I think the Velvet Avalanche is the one I might think of using. Good evening, Muttonistas. I've come to the Salmon of Knowledge and another review after a disappointing night for City in the Champions League against Bayer Leverkusen. So we've made it our mission to help drink the Beamish, a recent addition to the lineup here, into form. So let's hope, Muttonistas, this will be our shot at glory for the evening. Yep, that is good. That is very, very good. Not as good as you'd get in Ireland, but still, by British standards, another absolute creamer. Yeah.
Just on the point of being able to consume pints, yeah. How many pints should one be able to consume comfortably to be considered of the standard to be an authoritative Guinness reviewer?
I would say if you can have 5 or 6 in an evening and taste them clearly, because we can all drink 5 or 6 pints, but for some people it's nowhere near the end of the evening, but for a lot of people it's about as much as they'll have. You've got to be able to taste those clearly. For me, because I usually do 1 pint for Instagram, 1 pint for YouTube, not always, I would say the 7th and 8th are a bit marginal in terms of whether I'm able to describe them properly.
Okay, so it's a palate thing as well as a consumption thing.
Obviously, you've got to be able to speak with some sort of lucidity. I mean,
having spent the evening going pint for pint with Prime Mutton, I pluck up the courage to ask the big question. Would I make it as a Guinness reviewer?
No, possibly not, especially since you've got to take a big gulp for the camera and I don't know how confident you are in front of camera doing it unedited one take, because the thing is, it's all right retaking when you've got your pint and you've got the head still intact, but once you take that gulp, if you messed it up, you have to get another pint.
You're basically accusing me of not being able to swallow down a whole pile of G.
Well, I haven't been on a night out with you, so it's not very clear as to whether I'd be able to give an accurate answer at the end of the evening.
At the end of the evening, I ask for my performance review. I was very worried I wouldn't make it to this point, Jason, but I think I have.
You're doing well. To use a cricketing term, you're holding your bat up nicely and you're performing a good innings. Now, in terms of the day out, another great day out. That's what a football day should be. It is entertainment. I know some purists think it should be as it was in 1970, but you've got to have a good time because you're spending good money after all.
Absolutely. Now, the Beamish here is pretty good. I think we've had one. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
It is indeed.
We're going to watch them do it. One more time of feeling.
I mean, look at that lacing. Look at that. It is an absolute creamer here. Okay, I've been to places in Ireland where it's served better, but this is pretty damn good.
How does it feel to give the people that sort of satisfaction?
Delighted. Always happy to meet followers, supporters, have a drink, have a chat. I mean, to be honest, if you can't meet people, however famous or not famous, I mean, where are we in society? Well, practice. I'm not holding it at the best angle. If I put it flat on the table,
There we go. That's it. Yeah.
You must be pretty happy with that result.
Yeah. I think I was a bit sharper than City's attack tonight. But anyway, practice makes perfect.
We are in the company of true greatness. Jason, I just want to say thank you very much for your company all evening. I am going to officially end this vlog here before I make an absolute disgrace of myself. You could definitely go for another few videos. I cannot. This is where I end. Thank you so much for your company all evening, and thank you for your hospitality, my friends.
You're more than welcome.
And that is the end of the night. Or so I thought, because...
We could just have a nightcap here at the Fremont. My... willpower is that of a chocolate fire guard, so I've decided to join the lads for a last pint of Guinness at the Fremont. It's somewhere I've come before at the end of the evening, but slight problem, if they want to ID me for my age, I don't have anything on me.
And who are the lads?
The lads?
Jordan.
Rowan. The devil on the shoulders, apparently.
We are both diehard City fans. And I have met this man more times than I can count.
And diehard Muttonistas as well.
Of course, honest to God. I've got a stickler for seeing him and taking a photo with him, and I absolutely adore every time that I see him.
And it was at this point where the night peaked, where I swapped hats with Prime Mutton for the greatest 3 seconds of my entire life. It was now, though, time to call it a night and fly home early the next morning. You might say I was coming home full of stout, but I would say I was actually full of newfound wisdom and newfound hope. To see a genius up close like this represented the greatest evening of my entire life. Whoever said to never meet your heroes has clearly never had heroes like Prime Mutton.
Off the Ball Daily.